Now, a sad note from Hollywood. Actress Elizabeth Peña died yesterday at the age of 55. For film critic and editor for Remezcla.com, Vanessa Erazo, Peña was an important influence, someone she literally grew up watching.
Her very first film, El Super, was in 1979. So that's the year that I was born. So I feel like I came of age with her career. And the film that really launched her into kind of the American consciousness was the classic biopic, La Bamba, about Richie Valens.
Yeah.
Richie Valens himself was very important to the Latino community and launching kind of an image of what Latinos can do. And I think that her role in that film brought her to the consciousness of the American audience.
I mean, those are still kind of early days for Latino and Latina actors. What kind of obstacles did Elizabeth Peña face early on?
Well, I think it's the same obstacles that Latino and Latina actresses face today, unfortunately. There's the very famous quote from the actress Lupe Ontiveros, who was a very prolific actress, and she said that she had played a maid over 100 times.
Mm.
And this was, you know, she was a classically trained actress.
Speaking of roles for maids, and one of the early roles for Elizabeth Peña that I only learned about today is an 80s sitcom called I Married Dora. It didn't last very long, perhaps for the best, but I saw the opening credits on YouTube, and it's pretty outrageous. Can you just tell us what the plot was?
It is pretty outrageous. I would agree with you. It's about a woman who worked. She's supposed to be from El Salvador, and she was working for a white family, and she ends up marrying her boss in order to get a green card, which I'm sure at that time was incredibly controversial, specifically because there was, you know, an amnesty law that allowed a lot of undocumented, specifically Central Americans, to become legal in the U.S. And like you said, watching the credits is pretty incredible. The show is called I Married Dora, and she plays Dora. So she's the title character, the star of the show. But even in the opening credits, she's holding dusters and cleaning.
Right. You know, a shirt that has been burned by the iron, you know, so she can't even do the job right.
Right. You know, it's very, I think, indicative of the paradox of her career is that she can be starring in her own television show and still be the maid. You know, she's using dusters to clean up even the title credits, you know.
Right.
That's the introduction to the show.
A lot of the coverage about Peña's death is missing one glaring grammatical detail, the ñ, the tilde above her N in Peña. How important is it to have that in the media coverage about her life and acting career?
It's really not that hard. Those of us that speak Spanish deal with it every day. You know, I write for a Latino website and I have to do accents and tildes above letters every day. And
yeah.
Once
Alt
you
control,
learn how to do it,
find the number, people.
Right. And so, you know, it seems like such a tiny little thing to not put the effort into doing it, or maybe not even knowing. People in doing research that didn't know her very well may just see her. And sometimes she's credited as just Pena, P-E-N-A. You know, she is so important to the Latino community. She is one of the most recognizable faces that we have in film and television. And for someone like me who grew up watching her and kind of came of age with her acting career, she is this huge presence for us and one of the few times that we see faces that look like us on screen. And the fact that, you know, the mainstream media can't even spell her name right is pretty discouraging, you know. I would say it makes me feel like we're just not that important.
One of the more recent roles that Elizabeth Peña was known for was playing the mother of Gloria in the sitcom Modern Family. Is it a sign that things have progressed when she is, you know, this middle-class woman who is the mother of a Colombian married to a white American?
The fact that we're talking about now 30 years after her first role that she can play a middle-class character, I think also speaks volumes to what we mean as progress. You know, it's this tiny little step of, oh my gosh, she's not poor. you know, that is sad that we measure progress in those kind of millimeters. But I would say if you look back at her films and her filmography, she wasn't plagued by that same problem as Lupe Ontiveros. You know, you don't see a lot of maids on her filmography. I think she was able to somehow find these roles that were kind of tent poles in her career where she, you know, was a regular character, and she happened to be Latina.
Finally, what's your favorite film with Elizabeth Peña?
My favorite film, I think, just has to be La Bamba. It's just such a classic film. It's something that people quote. You know, the very ending of the film when Richie Valens dies is so emotional, and the mother screams, "Not my Richie," and on the internet I've seen lots of already memes, and I don't think it's disparaging in any way. I don't think it's making fun of the situation, but there's been a lot of memes that say, "Not my Rosie," which was Elizabeth Peña's character in La Bamba.
Vanessa Erazo, film critic and editor for Remezcla.com, speaking to us about the late Elizabeth Peña. Thank you.
Thank you.